But you know what? I dressed like this because I was watching some of your podcasts, and you guys just like dress so down and casual. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing spooky pajama pants.
Yeah, I walked in.
Are we starting this? Is this
yeah.
Yeah, we, oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay. You didn't say anything, but you guys were both talking in the microphone. So I was like, are we pretending? Or
no, we just kind of let it roll. We okay, perfect. It's not super official here. But I walked in, I saw Matt wearing this, and I was like, was it Halloween themed? And I didn't get the memo.
I'm literally wearing this hoodie, too.
Like, you're wearing the bones, and I'm wearing, like, a button-down t-shirt. I was like, I'll look nice today. I haven't seen Aaron in a while, and let's dress it up.
Is this, like, a Phoebe Bridgers costume?
Yeah. No,
is it really her merch? Yeah. No
wow.
way!
Yeah. Wow.
I went to the show in Boston a few weeks ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, TJ's parents are like huge fans of Phoebe Bridgers.
Everyone's parents are becoming fans of like Phoebe Bridgers, it seems like. My mom the other day was like, I love Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's so funny. We like got them tickets, like good tickets, and then we went to Boston too. Well, he had the emo night in New York anyway, so then we were like, let's make like a week-long trip out of it, and then we'll take them to the show.
And she's putting on like a hell of a show now.
Oh my God, it's insane, because like I've been a fan of hers first, like before she got big, and we went down to one of her shows in Joshua Tree. I want to say it was like 2017, maybe. Like there was probably like 30 people watching her.
Wow,
that's how it starts.
And then I went
yeah.
to a 5,000 person venue that she sold out like 2 days in a row.
She got a full band now.
Oh yeah,
it's like a whole
incredible light
show. Yeah,
well, yeah. First time I met her was like at the Brentwood Shopping Center, because I was with these friends who went to high school yeah. with her, and like she was just kind of working on her album and stuff. I didn't know like much about her, and then Brendan McNerney reached out to me. He's like, do you know who Phoebe Bridgers is? She like follows you, dude. Like,
yeah.
How? I'm like, oh yeah, that's like one of my friends. She's making music. We went to a show. I forgot which band she was opening up for. It may have been Greta Van Fleet. I don't know. But we were there, and I walked in with Brendan, and Phoebe was in the lobby. I was like,
oh
Matt,
my
oh my God. And Brendan was like, dude, this is, how do you know? And then Billie Eilish was there before she
oh my God,
was
she
even
famous.
She
must have been like a literal fetus yeah. at the time.
Yeah. I like stopped her. I'm like, are you? Like, it yeah. was back in her puffy jacket phase.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was pretty easy to spot, but like no one was coming up
oh
to her.
Oh my God. It's so crazy how different it is now. When we were supposed to have our wedding in April of 2020, we bought tickets for ourselves as like a wedding gift to go to the 1975, and Phoebe Bridgers was opening for
yeah,
that.
She was Whoa. Supposed to open their
and
entire...
And then like I literally was like, this year couldn't get any fucking worse. Our wedding gets canceled, but more importantly, this show gets canceled. This will never happen again. And it won't now because she's so big now.
Yeah, she
like,
was going to open
no
for 1975.
But yeah, they
and
wouldn't...
I mean, it would have been great for her, but I think she's kind of as big as she would have gotten if she
oh,
opened for them.
Oh my
them.
God, she blew the fuck up during the pandemic. Do you
yeah.
curse?
They should just do a combo show. Like,
yeah.
they alternate, sing some songs together. Yeah.
It's so sick that you're wearing the merch.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's awesome.
Full stand.
Did you get
here.
It at the show? Like, true
yeah.
fan?
And I'm so bummed because I've wanted the sweatpants. There's sweatpants that go along with it that just say, like, Phoebe Bridgers on the ass. But they, like,
the bones
don't
continue?
Sell, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, they don't sell them anymore, and she didn't sell them at the show. Mm. And I was like, oh, I want, like, the full suit.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I was Googling today how long it takes for a corpse to, like, rot
what
into a skeleton.
Of course you were.
Because.
It's, like, the most Matt thing of all time.
And I have a reason. And as I was Googling it, I was like, this is some dark searching.
Yeah.
And like I didn't even want to click images at all. I don't know what would have came up, but the reason why was because the Brian Laundrie's like
oh,
apparently his
yeah.
remains are found, and then I read some headline, skeletal
yeah.
remains.
He's dead now too.
No,
well,
they don't
they
know.
Haven't confirmed, but a body has been found with his belongings, like his journal and his backpack,
because it was where they were looking, I guess, was flooded before, but now it's not flooded anymore, so people are thinking maybe an alligator ate him when he was hiding.
I saw a TikTok where it looked like his parents were like feeding him under the garden. Did you
yeah,
see that?
Oh,
there
yeah,
was
yeah,
a
yeah.
bunch of theories about that. And
that's
people
not...
were convinced that the shed was actually like a bomb shelter.
That had
and that was like a vent. Like
dude,
and someone
what?
Like pulled up what like a normal like shed shelter is.
But your Google search history is how long does it take a body to decompose?
Because
yeah.
apparently
the
skeletal...
FBI will be here momentarily to ask
yeah,
you some
your
questions.
Your agent is for sure watching.
But it takes, you want to know what the answer is?
I don't know. I have like really bad health anxiety.
Well,
like...
it's pretty crazy. It
okay.
takes between 3 weeks and years. So it all depends
depending
on the temperature
the
or where the body is. So there's bodies that are on like Mount Everest that are like just thawed that haven't even rotted. Like you can like still see the skin on the bodies from like the 70s and 60s.
Because they just were frozen. And
there are people that died on their way up.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of...
Or died on the way down.
We're really getting spooky on this Halloween episode.
Okay. Well, let's run the intro. Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. Today, we are joined with Aaron Guilfoy, my good longtime friend, internet personality, and co-host of our own podcast, Only Friends with Carly and Contro.
Yes.
I'm so happy you're here because we haven't seen each other in like a long time. So
I know.
This is just going to be us really, truly just chatting. Catching up.
Yeah.
The most honest, sincere conversation. Aaron, how are you today? Good.
Good. I'm so tired though. Yeah, I feel like I've had like a 5-day hangover.
From Vegas?
Yeah. I've been home. We went last Thursday and I got home Sunday and I genuinely just feel like I'm like jet lagged.
Mm-hmm. It's Thursday today. That's a week ago.
I know. I'm literally just like a zombie.
It's like you need to recover all those days. And you were there for emo night?
Yes.
Vegas vacation?
Yes.
A miracle in the desert?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw the stories.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Was that the name of the emo night?
That was it was called
Vegas
Vacation.
Yeah, it was
Vegas
emo
vacation.
Night Vegas Vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really fucking cool. Like, it was so cool.
And you guys had your own DJ set?
Yes, we DJ'd for a whole hour.
And Carly?
Yes.
Okay, is this like do you guys get together and like go,
no.
We need to redo like our new playlist for this, or you guys just do the same one?
Yeah, well... we pretty much don't go off a playlist anymore because I know how to work the CDJs. So like,
whoa.
And it's nice too because it shows you which songs have been played in our set. So it started at noon and our set wasn't till I think like 3:30 or 4. So that gives a lot of time for DJs in between. I think at least 6 people had gone before us. So I was like, oh my God, every song that we have
has already been played.
So then I was just like using the boards, like looking, because it will tell you exactly which songs have been played or not. So try to like
technology
hop, skip your jump away around that.
I remember I had TJ asked me to DJ emo night like years ago.
Oh my god.
I like opened up for Doug the Pug, or Doug the Pug opened up for me. I can't remember, but it was like
Doug the Pug. Yeah. Wow, that's a throwback.
Well, yeah, he had little headphones on and everything. He's so cute.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, but it's so sad. Every time a picture comes up of him, I'm now in like the place in my life where I'm like, please don't let the caption
RIP.
Be.
Yeah. You're in puppy heaven now.
Yeah, because I feel like he's been on the internet for so long.
Yeah.
That it's just, I think he's probably like at least 10.
Has to be. They probably made so much money off that dog.
Oh my God, I know.
Have you heard about Bones Day? It's this internet thing. So I've been seeing people have been like commenting it on stuff and talking about it's Bones Day, no Bones Day. Do you know what it is?
No, but I feel like I saw it on TikTok or something, and then I was like, I don't know what this is.
So I Googled it, and apparently it's this guy on TikTok.
Here is search history.
That's all I do.
Bones Day.
I'm a curious person.
How long does it take for a body to decompose?
What do you think Bones Day is?
Well, when I saw it, there was a dog on the TikTok.
Yes.
So.
And it's a pug.
Oh, no.
So basically.
Like the day that your dog dies?
No. So it's almost like Groundhog Day every day. And the guy just basically his dog is a pug and it's really, really old. And he decides. So he tries to pick it up. And if the dog decides to stand on all fours, it's Bones Day. And then if he doesn't, it's No Bones Day.
Oh, like he doesn't use his bones?
Yeah. So it's like really rare when it is Bones Day because the dog is just so like
always
limp.
Laying.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's like the groundhog seeing a shadow
or
dog having bones day or not.
Oh,
yeah. So
my
that's
God.
Bones
so
Day.
It's one dog.
It's just one dog and the guy, and he's sitting in his little
doggy bed. So people have started doing it with their dogs.
I bet. But no, but it's determined by this dog.
He's the grand. He is Punxsutawney dog.
Well,
yes. Yeah. I wish I knew his name. I forgot, but.
It's Bones.
It's Bones. Or Jelly.
Keep it on theme. Yeah.
Yeah. So did you see anybody cool at Emo Night? Granted, you're like the Emo Night, like.
I'm the first lady.
You're the queen.
The first lady of emo night.
That's what it is.
You have probably had very, very cool interactions with lots of big artists already, but anyone that you were pretty amped
about? Honestly, I would say like no one. I didn't meet anyone that I don't already know, but it was very cool to see like apps. So it was nice to like see people for the first time after so long and like say hi and like catch up. However, Avril Lavigne performed. I did not meet her.
Oh, because she's dating Maude's son.
Yes.
Right.
But she was on the slot to DJ.
Okay.
And then she performed?
Yeah. And then she literally was like, well, if everyone else is performing, I just will too. And they were like,
wow.
Yes.
And the bands like knew her songs? Did she come with a band?
So it was Maude's son's band. Brennan Brennan. I literally, I was like so fucked up. And then like, I went up close during Avril because there was like an artist booth, like in the back, like way in the back. But I spent most of my time there because it was day three. And like, honestly, I don't even know how I made it to then. But so for Avril, I like went up and then I'm like, he was a boy. And then I look to my left and I see Brennan. I was like, wait, what's happening?
Who is this?
Forget Brennan.
He's a photographer that we've met like a few times. We've done it. Like,
yeah, I just saw him at the what concert did we just go to? Mount Joy. I ran into him there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So he's
always
playing
everywhere.
With Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, because he's really good friends with Mudson. So I think that he plays like bass or whatever guitar instrument is for Mudson because they're like really close.
And they knew all of her songs.
I'm sure they just like prepared.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's really sad. I saw the videos of her performing. It's like, that's...
How emo were you as a teen?
I listened to the music hardcore, like went to concerts, went to shows, but was like a preppy teen in school. Like,
you had the black hair over one of your eyes?
No, that was Carly, not me. I was like double poloed Hollister. I had a studded belt at home. I had like big baggy jeans at home that I would like dress
just
up in.
Pretend.
Yeah. Literally.
Like, I was really into, like, this scene culture, but I was very preppy at school, but I even made, like, a separate MySpace for, like, my scene side that I didn't want my friends to see, but I would try to, like, get as many friends as I could on MySpace.
Because that was such a big community for, like, us.
Our generation, being emo or scene.
I will say, like, on my online presence, like, I would post, like, TMX Sunday lyrics. Like, I didn't like hide it completely.
Your
I just
messages
didn't dress the part.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would go to concerts and everything. Like, my MySpace, I only had one. I wasn't like living a secret life, but like that intensely. But yeah.
Have people ever noticed that you pronounce your name like kind of a certain way?
Yeah.
Do like, fans
Irene?
Notice? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because I say Erin.
Yeah.
Because
do you
not
hear it?
Aaron.
Yeah. That's. Northeast says Aaron.
Yes.
And he says,
you say it right.
I say Aaron.
Oh, this is a Northeastern thing?
Yeah.
I thought this was like an Aaron. An Aaron.
You
thing.
Just being crazy.
Yeah.
You say you pronounce it as if it's A-I-R-E-N. You say Aaron.
Yeah, A-A-R-O-N. You say it like I'm a boy.
I can't even.
It's Aaron.
I only hear it when she says it.
Aaron.
Like when we're in a group of people, like if we're meeting someone for the first time, you're introducing yourself, I hear it so strong out of you.
Like you wouldn't believe. I've got the things I've gotten written on Starbucks cups. They wrote Arian the other day, and I'm like, take that off. I need a new cup.
Arian.
Like Irene, lots of Aarons, A-A-R-O-N.
Right.
I'm just like,
it's Aaron.
Why is it such a hard thing? I feel like it's a common name.
Yeah. No, it is. Everyone knows. But I guess Aaron. There's the boy Aaron and there's the girl.
Well, Carly always
Aaron.
Makes fun of me and is like, she says it like, Aaron. I'm like, I don't sound like that.
But do you get annoyed when people aren't pronouncing your name correctly?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Okay.
She has a list of people. Matt King, Zane.
Well, because that's why when you're saying it to other people, I always think you're trying to like land it. You're like, say it this way.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Which is because I don't say it Aaron.
She just doesn't pronounce her
name
wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
it
sounds
thank
like,
you. Justice for me.
It's funny.
Hashtag justice for Aaron. Hope you guys are enjoying this episode. We're going to take a quick break for a word from today's sponsor.
Mike, there are so many things I love about my girlfriend, Patricia. And one thing I love particular is how well her style is. Everything from her head to her toe to her fingertips, especially jewelry. As so many people are DMing Patricia all the time, like, where did you get that piece? Where did you get that? Where did you get that? And thankfully, we have been falling in love with this new brand, Ana Luisa.
They actually sent us a couple of pieces. We had Patricia look at their website and they were kind enough to send us a couple of pieces. And they're unbelievably incredible. I can't wait for us to give them to Patricia and Whitney.
And you know, Mike, I don't know if you've ever tried shopping for jewelry online, but it is overwhelming. I mean, you get on the sites and you don't know what's right. If some stuff is way overpriced. Ana Luisa, though, they were founded to bring clarity to the jewelry industry. They design these pieces with the most beautiful story from beginning to end. They use recycled materials whenever possible. And they are a very transparent business, and they are so kind to the earth at the end of the day.
They make limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards and limiting excessive waste.
And they're carbon neutral, which means they offset 100% of their carbon emissions.
And the quality is exceptional. They craft all of their stuff with some of the best noble metals, and they offer a 365-day warranty, so you know you're getting quality stuff. And we love the environment. We love working with sustainable companies, and they were a great fit for us to have as a sponsor of this podcast. We're super thrilled that they reached out to us, and we just love working with companies like Ana Luisa that care about the earth.
And Patricia has been getting upset with me because she wants to get her hands on these pieces of jewelry already, but we needed to have them here for this podcast ad read to get, show you guys what we got.
So why don't we show them what we got here?
Okay, starting with the big one first. We have this beautiful, beautiful bracelet that I already can see on Patricia's wrist.
Beautiful necklace with a heart on it.
And look at this. It's a ring. It's not an engagement ring. It's just a really nice ring that Patricia loves and she cannot wait to wear. And what's great about these pieces of jewelry is that they're timeless, they're high quality, and they're super affordable.
Their prices are also so fair, with jewelry starting at just $39. And they release a new collection every Friday, so there's always a reason to check them out every week.
So what's the name of the brand? It is Ana Luisa. A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A.
And if you go to analuisa.com/hoot, you'll get 10% off your first order. That's Ana Luisa, ANALUISA.com/hoot for 10% off your order.
We'll have the link in our description if you want to find it there. I highly recommend these pieces. They're so great.
Make someone in your life happy, or make yourself happy. Treat yourself to a little bit of jewelry, you know? It's a holiday season. It's time to get a little gold going.
That's right.
Visit analuisa.com/hoot to get 10% off your order. We highly recommend them. They're a great brand, and they make beautiful, sustainable jewelry. So please check them out, and let us know what you find.
Now back to the episode.
Are you getting into the Halloween spooky spirit? Like, are you watching scary movies every night? And
oh no, I hate scary movies, but I do enjoy like a good like murder documentary and those kinds of things. But I'm watching You right now.
Oh yes.
So like that's Zane kind of Todd freaking me out. That.
I gave up on
Which
You.
Is like funny because it's not even scary, but for me, I'm like horrified. I'm like, oh God, this is too much.
I saw that the guy from You, like, was in an interview and he like talked about how he's a Cardi B stan. And then Cardi B tweeted like, oh my God, I'm officially famous. Look, I made it. And then the guy was like, what? Like, he was just like, and then he just retweeted that. It's funny.
Oh my God. Who, Penn Badgley?
The main guy. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's so creepy in the show.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
But so you're not like, you don't put on like Halloween Horror Fest every night.
No.
She observes though.
Like the Nightmare Before Christmas is too scary for
oh,
me.
Oh, Cabbage Night.
That's oh, yeah. You observe Cabbage Night.
Yeah. We call it Mischief Night.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We have no name for it.
It's only in the Northeast thing also.
Yeah. Cabbage Night.
Cabbage Night.
And the goal is you go in like toilet paper people's houses. And
TP.
Yeah.
You do put like forks in the grass.
Yeah. You steal the gnomes.
Eggs.
Yeah. You just kind of mayhem.
Are you targeting who you want to cause mayhem to, or is like the whole town turning into like the purge?
It's just, I think it's just chaos.
Yeah, full purge.
Yeah.
I think if you're like a bad kid, you would go and do it to be mean to somebody. But it, like, we did it one time as a joke to like our friends in their houses. So all in good fun.
Yeah.
It was never anything malicious from what
or
I remember.
Like property damage. Yeah.
Yeah. But people do that,
yes.
Which is bad.
Did you engage any?
I went one night just to like observe. I didn't participate, but like, I remember we got on the bikes and we're like, let's just go see if things are actually happening.
Just keeping watch.
Yeah. We're keeping a safe distance away and watching kids throw toilet paper and then like immediately leaving because we don't want to be involved.
Should we do it to someone so you can try it out?
Should we go Mischief Night David's house?
I feel like he doesn't have enough trees.
Yeah. I want to like TP somebody who has. Oh, we could do like Scott's house.
Oh,
do they have good trees?
I think, yeah.
That would be really fun. We could get like ski masks.
Oh, yeah. And then he has like the big gate we can like.
Like, and then we could vlog it and be like Matt's first time vandalizing.
Oh, there you go. That's good clickbait.
When does the cabbage come into play?
Yeah. Why? Do you know why it's called Cabbage Night?
Yeah. Well, then you go home and you have your cabbage. Wait, I literally have no idea.
The mom's back cooking the cabbage.
The witch's broom. Welcome home, kids. Here's your cabbage. I genuinely have no idea, but I feel like it maybe has something to do with like maybe people used to throw cabbages.
Yeah.
Like I have no idea.
Rotten cabbages, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have a costume planned?
No.
No.
Are you going
to
go out?
I don't know if I'm going to go out because we're getting pretty close to the wedding. So I'm getting like anxiety about being around people.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to like hide in my house for the next 2 weeks.
Good. You live in a neighborhood now. You might get trick-or-treaters.
I know, which I'm actually very excited about.
Do you have like a house now?
Yes.
So you have a like front door. It's not an apartment where.
Yes. And we have the 12-foot skeleton in our yard. Wow. So I do think kids will show up.
Did you see the guy who bought the 12-foot skeleton, but then turned his house into like a bigger skeleton that's grabbing skeleton?
Yeah, so cool.
Insane.
So many people sent that to us because TJ was on a mission to get the skeleton.
Oh, I saw. He like went and called like a Home Depot.
Yeah.
3 hours away.
Yeah.
And then they told him they would hold it for him. And then he drove 3 hours, yeah, rented a U-Haul, got there, and they're like, oh, we sold it.
Yes.
Was he
and then
pissed?
They gave him a $50 gift card.
Oh my God.
He was like, what the fuck? Yeah. But so then Carly and I did some digging on the interwebs because they're like sold out everywhere. And we wound up finding somebody who had one that was pretty, it was like 20 minutes away. So we surprised him with it.
Oh, perfect. That's great.
Yeah. And now he's purchase costumes for it for every season, so it will be up year round.
Let's talk the wedding. Has it been a really like easy process right now?
Yeah, there's just like, because I whenever I feel like everything is done, my wedding planner will be like, don't forget this ribbon, and I'm like, what?
Oh.
Hey, what? I don't know what you mean. Like, it's just like little tiny things that you don't even think about
that you need to now make a decision about.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care, you choose. Like, I don't care. Yeah.
You're not a bridezilla.
No,
where you're like,
no.
I need the lilies to be white and in batches of three.
No, everything she shows me, I'm like, yeah, that works.
Okay, good.
Like, I genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
Which will be funny because I guess when we get there, it will be the first time that like I know what's happening. But it's really crazy just like, because I'm in like a few wedding groups mainly to kind of just make myself feel better about
like internet,
how I handle things.
Internet,
yeah. Oh, right.
Groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A support group for brides to be.
Yeah. I never like talk in them. I just like read what people say, and I'm like, this is so fucking crazy. Like,
because some people take
nuts.
It so seriously.
Nuts. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Because if there's like a small thing, like two of my bridesmaids, I changed their dresses, but like I paid for the new ones just because it's, you know, it's been like almost 2 years. And I was like, the vibe's a little different now. Like, it wasn't April, now it's in November. Like, gotta change up your vibes.
Yep.
But, and then, like, I felt terrible. I was like, oh my God, am I awful? Even though I'm paying for them and, like, all these things. But I was like, okay, those are, like, the little tiny things that, like, I'm getting concerned over. And these people are legit monsters.
Do you know what's, I just realized, is I think the very first time that you and I ever met was when you went to go try on your wedding dress.
Oh my God, you're right. We went to David's Bridal.
For a video.
That was in 2018.
Yeah, I think that was literally the first time.
You were
time
with us there?
Yeah, I was with you, and you were like, oh, my friends Carly and I need to go film a video.
You just moved here.
I moved here like a
weekend.
And
then I gave you my air mattress.
Yes, because I didn't have a bed, because all of my stuff wasn't, oh my God.
That's
so
nuts.
And I remember thinking like, oh, LA's going to work out. These people are so nice. So now it's finally all happening.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, it's so crazy.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Oh, should we let the people know?
What?
The update. Because we had talked about it in past videos, but it's the update of letting them know that I am no longer...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am no longer going to be Aaron's officiate.
Well,
and I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, no,
honestly,
I'm
relieved.
Like, I was like, I feel like Matt will just want to like chill and hang.
I was just the officiant at the wedding in Italy, and like the entire day before the wedding, I spent 4 to 6 hours preparing, and like everyone else, Matt's out there having, you know, glasses of champagne, eating the hors d'oeuvres, and
like,
I'm like sweating, typing away. So, yeah.
But it's also like we're already married, so it like doesn't even matter.
Oh, you went to the court and did the thing already?
Where's your ring?
I just took them in today to get cleaned.
Oh, okay.
Because like there's
you
like...
You go, wait, what?
Well, we like, start moving, like,
we got divorced, so this could be legit. No, I just took them in this morning to get cleaned for the wedding so that they like look fresh and new.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I haven't gotten it cleaned in 3 years. And like I looked and I was like, there's like shit in this ring. But yeah, we still don't know who's going to do it.
I think you'll find someone.
Yeah.
Do you want it to be somebody that knows you?
Well, that was the thing is like we could literally just like hire someone.
Hire an Elvis?
Yeah. Like because we were like at first we were like we think we wanted to be like funny.
Yeah.
Now that it's not like serious. And before like Matt was just the best option because like you're so good and you're so funny. And now it's just like it doesn't even matter. And like we just want to like get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
And also then it takes you off the hook for like literally doing
completely.
Anything.
I was relieved when you told me, but as much as like it would have been awesome, we just think it's just better to not do it. And I want to enjoy myself.
I'm excited also because like we just went to this wedding in Italy.
I know. I was going
to
ask you about that.
Fantastic. Amazing. The best. But like the schlep of getting from town to town, renting a car, staying in a villa with no Wi-Fi, no one speaks English. Like,
oh my God.
I mean, it was great. It was,
We have Wi-Fi, don't worry.
It's like in America, so it's a little easier, but, and also I don't have any work to do at your wedding. I just get to have fun, so I'm very excited
for that.
Are you going to vlog it?
We'll be vlogging, yeah.
That's
but
so hilarious.
How many bridesmaids?
6.
Are you making a playlist for... Or are you having a band or a DJ or what's the...
Yeah, so our friend Captain Cuts is DJing our wedding. I don't know if you know who they are, but they're just the best. They're like our friends too. Cool. So, but we have made a playlist for just like the
first dance, the aisle, all that stuff.
I don't even know what it's called. The reception.
No,
the like happy hour.
Cocktail hour. The happy hour?
Yeah. We'll be happy because everyone will be drunk.
Yeah.
So TJ and I made like a playlist for that to just like put on. And I was like, you guys like enjoy yourself. Like, don't stress out. But there's also 3 of them. Wow. And they're the ones who told me that we're allowed to do the Hora because they're all Jewish.
Oh, you're going to do the Hora?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How fun.
I'll make sure it's arranged.
It'll be my second one.
Yeah. Matt, we did it at the Jewish wedding, and Matt was like a kid at Disneyland for the first time.
I'm so excited. Well, because they texted, they're like, are you guys going to do the Hora? And I was like, guys, neither of us are Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
And they literally said, everyone's a little Jewish. You should do it.
Yeah, you
and
should.
And I was like, I'll live my truth.
All you need is 2 chairs and a couple of strong dudes to lift you up.
And I feel like we have enough Jewish friends coming that everyone will just like know what to do.
I will make that my responsibility when it's like you give me the nod.
I'll take over. I'll send you my timeline.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's
send me
written
the itinerary.
On there.
Okay. Oh, the horror is written on your itinerary? Okay.
Yeah. Is TJ stomping on the glass?
Yeah, we're getting married under a chuppah and we're doing the whole thing.
I mean, okay, so I guess I can just repurpose what I did in Italy if you're still in a bind. Yeah. I have all the notes. I know what to do.
That is so funny. You just do the whole ceremony in Hebrew.
If you guys had a Jewish wedding, we put a yarmulke on TJ.
TJ's grandma would be like, what the fuck is going on?
Are we Jewish?
Question, are you keeping Guilfoy?
I already legally changed my last name to Petrarca.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So you're Aaron Petrarca?
Your stage name.
I'm Medallion now.
Petrarca.
Yeah, but I will keep Aaron Guilfoy as like my social online media presence.
I always say TJ's name. Always sounds like he's like a professional motocross.
Yeah.
Like TJ Petrarca.
Oh my God, it totally
does. It's an X Games name.
That's
for sure.
So funny. Really funny.
But your stage name will still be Aaron Guilfoy.
Yeah.
You're not going to change the Instagram handle to...
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just like too much work. I work too hard, you know?
Yeah. I can't rebrand right now. No.
But is it like now Aaron Guilfoy Petrarca?
No, just Aaron Petrarca.
Oh, you did the full...
Yeah, just like... It's like a new identity.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I don't... For me, I don't really care.
Was it a pain in the ass like to fill out forms and like your license?
And we got married last July. So I started doing everything then, but it was still... the pandemic and everything is closed. Like the Social Security office isn't open. I couldn't go here to get my license.
Bank account.
My God. I couldn't go anywhere. You had to make appointments everywhere. And then like even just changing my name with Social Security, that's the first thing you have to do. It took like months because you have to send all your shit out. You can't go there anymore. And then they have to send it back. And then you have to do each thing one by one because it's literally like a puzzle.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you can't do that unless you have your
ID. Like an escape room.
No, literally. Like the Amazing Race. I said it. I was like, I feel this is a nightmare.
Right. You do get some tax benefits though from being married, which
is
good.
Well, that's why we did it.
Yeah.
Because we were like,
you get like a lot of more deductions when you're married.
Oh, damn. No, it's crazy. Because Carly and I have
significant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, Carly and I have our business together. So we were like talking to our accountant and he was basically saying like, okay, your like distributions at the end of the year, like Carly's would be way more that like I'd get money back and she'd have to pay more.
So now Carly's like,
hey, Nolan.
No, I literally was like, what? Holy fuck. Because like TJ's dad said, he was like, you guys should really maybe just like do it now.
Yeah. You'll
get the benefits. And I was like, okay, whatever. But then like when you start hearing people like tell you exactly what you get, I'm like, shit, we should have done this.
Another thing, now when you have kids too, you get like money every month.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think Biden passed the thing that, like, if you have kids under 18, every month you get money.
So, Aaron.
Start popping them out. Oh, I can't think about children right now.
Oh, but did you get married in a courthouse, though? Or was it, like, Zoom?
No, it was so weird. So, it wasn't even open in L.A. So, we had to go down to Palm Desert. It was the closest place that had a thing open. It wasn't a courthouse. It wasn't a DMV. I think it was, like, the town hall or something like that.
It was an In-N-Out.
Yeah, it was a Spirit Halloween.
Basically, yeah. And so we went in, and I just thought we had to, like, sign a paper, like when we got our marriage license originally, but they did the whole thing. Like, she was like, we did the vows.
Oh,
and right. I felt so uncomfortable because we're just in this, like, room where clothes. Other people are, like, sitting and waiting in line. And then it was just not what I expected. And, like, TJ's, like, tearing up. And I'm like, this is so weird, though.
Would you lock that in as your anniversary date?
No.
Okay, you want to make it your wedding date.
Yeah, so that was, like, July 1st. But I think, so we've already been married for a year now, like, over a year.
Wow.
And we didn't, like, we were like, we'll just do the November date.
Okay.
Which is, like, and Taylor's now releasing her album on the day of our wedding, so.
Whoa. Do you think she did that on purpose?
Well, it was originally supposed to be the 19th, and then, like, a few weeks ago, she moved it to November 12th. And I was like, now I'm literally going to be able to get ready listening to my favorite Taylor Swift album.
Wow. How fun. You're going to be, girls, can everyone be quiet?
No, I'm literally going to wind up hating TJ by the time it's, like, time for me to walk down the aisle. I'm going to be like, fuck men. Like,
oh, because she's doing the re-release.
Yes, the re-record of her Red album.
Oh.
Which is, like, my favorite. I'm, like, I'm a Red girly at heart, so I'm very excited for this one. And then at first I was like, oh, it'll be, like, a nice wedding gift for after. But now I'm like, the bitch did that. She put it out on my day.
Wow.
So that's
how
pretty
perfect.
Cool. Couldn't be more perfect.
Is it just going to be called Red Taylor's Version or?
Yeah, probably. Okay. But there's 10 new songs. So we're getting 10 new songs on top of.
Okay, wow. Good. Because wow. I was a little disappointed when I heard it was just that. But now, okay.
There's also, like, some Jonas Brothers
collaboration,
like, rumors swirling through the Swifties.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the Jonases.
Allegedly.
Is Jack Antonoff producing it?
I have no idea. I would think he would have something to do with it.
Do you only listen to Taylor's version now of when you listen to her?
No.
Ooh.
But it's only because, like, don't take so long to put all of the other albums
out. I'm saying the ones that she has released.
Oh, yeah.
You don't put the old ones on?
No. But it's also, it just, like, shows up on Spotify first, I think. So.
Right.
And, like,
but you don't,
I wouldn't, like, actively go out of my way.
Right.
Which probably I'll get dragged for.
Mm-hmm. How far is she along right now?
She's, like, done one.
Okay.
She did Fearless.
But what is that song compared to the original in terms of, like,
Spotify
listens?
Plays?
Oh, the Spotify plays?
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's, like,
I'm sure the originals are still probably way up there, like, compared
That's
to,
like,
the new
you
ones.
You should look. That would actually be so interesting.
Like, just on the app, but I thought it doesn't only give you, like, the top.
On the desktop, you can find it.
Okay.
We'll look it up.
We'll
after.
Do a little fact check.
Yeah. This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by Current.
Mike, you know that Mercury in retrograde is now over.
Okay. Oh.
So the wackiness of life is calming down.
Is that why I've been having such a bad week?
I think so. But now it's going to get better.
Okay.
So all of your ducks are going to be lined in a row. Everything's going to be going your way. And a great way I like to keep track of all of my finances is with Current. Current is a technology company that helps you manage money from your phone.
Their app is intuitive. It's easy to use. You can track your finances. You can set savings goals. And you can get faster direct deposits. Current believes that banking should be more affordable and accessible with no surprises and no minimum balances.
Current's easy-to-use app and debit card give you freedom, flexibility, and faster access to your money.
And look at how fresh this card looks. It is such a well-designed card. Every time I pull it out, I'm like, I'm stunting right now.
I know.
Now.
It's so colorful. I want to plop this down at the table when you're paying for dinner.
Yeah. It drinks around me tonight. I'm pulling out my current card. And they have plenty of benefits. You can earn points when you swipe your card at eligible merchants, and it's redeemable for cash back.
And there's no fees over the 40,000 in-network Allpoint ATMs in the U.S.
There are helpful insights like notifications to track where and when you're spending so you can really stay on top of your finances. What I love is that they have easy-to-create savings goals, which lets you round up personal purchases for easy extra savings.
And with a current premium account, members can enjoy direct deposit up to 2 days early.
And you can overdraft up to $100 with no overdraft fees.
And guys, what's great is that we're partnering with Current to give $1,000 away to you, our listeners.
That's right. Current is going to be giving $250 to 4 listeners of this show. All you have to do is download the Current app and enter the code HOOT upon sign up for your chance to win.
Remember, that's HOOT to sign up, and the giveaway will end on November 15th of this year, 2021.
So be sure to sign up now so you get a chance to win.
So guys, remember, download the Current app, sign up in less than 2 minutes, and enter code HOOT, H-O-O-T, for a chance to win.
Visit Current, CURRENT.com/HOOT for full terms and conditions. And now, back to the episode.
Do you guys do that? Do you fact check?
Not really.
Yeah.
But your podcast, though, you guys talk a lot about like what's going on like in pop culture and like TV and stuff. True. And I the thing is, I love listening to your podcast because I know you guys and I want to chime in every time y'all are talking.
I'm also the kind of person where like I have to know. Like if we if we're stuck talking about that and
you'll look
like,
it up.
Oh yeah.
They have, like, but then like people got mad and they're like, don't look at your phones, but it's like I need to know.
Yeah.
And like it's just a chill pod. Yeah. You know? We're just hanging.
Well, tell the people who have not really ventured into your podcast yet what to like expect and stuff on yours.
We pretty much just like chat about our daily life, what we did over the weekend when we were apart. And then we dive into some, we do like This Day in History,
which
always a fun like backtrack. But it'll be like stuff that we know. That's like, oh, can you believe Zoe 101 came out like 20 years ago today? So it's like very like pop culture focused This Day in History.
See, I would love to talk about that kind of stuff, Mike.
You want me to pull it up right now?
Mike knows nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know pop culture.
What is Zoe? No, watch this. What's Zoe 101? What is that?
I think it's a Disney Channel show.
No!
Wrong.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Okay, but what's it about?
I know this is probably not right. It's not. Is it Zooey Deschanel or it's not?
No.
Zooey Deschanel?
Okay. No.
If it's okay, please keep going.
So is it Miranda Cosgrove?
No.
Warmer.
Yeah.
But it's like a girl, right?
It's a girl. But tell me, what do you think the show is about?
I think it's probably about. I have no idea. I think it's probably about like a girl in like sixth grade who's like a computer girl, and she's like the smart like computer girl. But she's like a nerd, but like she's probably cool.
So this is like iCarly.
Yeah.
Is that what iCarly is?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. iCarly. Like, oh, is that why it's called iCarly? Like iPhone?
She has her own internet show with her friends.
I've never seen any
Zoe
of this.
Zoe 101.
Wait, so what channel is Zoe 101? HBO?
Nickelodeon.
HBO. Oh, HBO.
And who's Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears' sister.
She is Zoe.
Zoe 101.
Zoe 101 is played by Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yes.
And
I always thought it was Zooey Deschanel.
No.
I don't know.
She's like way too old.
It's set at a almost like a boarding school. They film it at Pepperdine,
California.
And it's like the coolest like dream high school.
101.
Yeah, they're like basically in college.
Oh yeah.
But they're teens. Wait, go to
This Day in.
Go to Famous Birthdays.
I know whose today is.
And then
it
shows you the internet section.
Okay, hold on.
Did you? Oh yeah, we do like extremely famous people's birthdays.
Whoa, today's a big birthday.
It's a big birthday. Miss Kim K. Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
She's 41.
Yeah, and Doja Cat.
Did you prepare
I did
for this?
Because I was watching Aaron's podcast and I'd be like, oh, it'd be fun if we like had that little segment in here.
Oh my God. It's always, to me at least, which is what I love about our podcast, is like we just do what we like doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's so interesting because you never think about people's ages really. But then like I didn't like Snoop Dogg has turned 50 yesterday, but for some reason I thought he was like way older.
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
That's why.
That's not bad. Jake Gyllenhaal is 40.
Well, he's also canceled because he
what?
Hurt Taylor Swift's feelings.
Damn it. I can't.
That's what her whole Red album is about, is like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Did we talk about Arthur? Or you?
We talked about Arthur.
Aardvark?
You told me Arthur's canceled. Actually canceled.
Yeah, the show got canceled
after 25 years.
I didn't know it was still on.
Aaron, I this morning I watched Arthur today because I was like, I can't handle that. This is
knowing
now over.
He's gone.
Yeah.
But like, it was so crazy. Like Blue's Clues, we were doing This Day in History. It was like the 20th anniversary, and then literally like days later, the internet started like popping off with all this Blue's Clues stuff. Like Steve put out that thing. We were just talking about
this.
So it's like pretty cool milestones that you don't really think about. But if you go to the entertainment section,
what's significant
like if you scroll down,
The Day in Entertainment. Boo, a Madea Halloween, was released in 2016.
With Liza Koshy, or was she in Boo 2?
I don't know. Can I see?
Yeah, I don't know how to... I don't know how to use the internet. Oh.
More. Okay.
Not a lot happening today?
A lot.
Honestly, Mystic Pizza.
Oh, the movie with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, 1988.
That's a good movie.
Mystic Pizza?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What do you think Mystic Pizza is about, Mike?
she eats a pizza that makes her, like, every man fall in love with her. Is that it?
No, it takes place in, like, I think Massachusetts, or like a small kind of like port side town, and it's a bunch of girls. They work at a pizza restaurant and they're falling in love and coming of age and all of that. It's like Julia Roberts' like first big movie.
She's is iCarly so a Disney Channel show?
No, Nickelodeon.
We'll be right back after a word from today's sponsor. You know, Matt, one of the things that's been hardest for me about therapy has been finding a good therapist. That is as hard as finding a personal trainer at the gym or just trying to find someone that you can really connect with. But today's episode is sponsored by Talkspace.
Talkspace makes it possible for you to speak with a licensed therapist straight from your phone, tablet, or computer. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice, and it's 100% secure and stigma-free.
The way therapy should be. Meeting with a therapist should be as routine as going to the dentist or going to the gym. It's not something you need to have a stigma about. It should be easy, and it should be something that's part of your routine. And Talkspace makes it so easy to get a therapist that you can connect with anytime. Time, have the conversations you need to have, and just do what's best for you. If you've ever wondered about therapy but aren't sure where to start, check out Talkspace.
And at Talkspace, your privacy and security is their number one priority. And you can send messages 24/7 and get replies through the day.
There's no need to wait for your weekly appointment. Talkspace's encryption and added security features keep your conversations fully protected.
And whether you're struggling with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, or anything else,
Talkspace gives you the access you need to get the help to move forward. Facing obstacles isn't easy, and you don't win a prize for doing it alone.
So talk to somebody who's trained to help you make long-lasting progress. So join Talkspace today and start moving forward with just a single message.
Visit Talkspace.com, TalkSpace.com, and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code HOOT at signup.
That's $100 off at Talkspace.com with the promo code HOOT.
Talkspace, TalkSpace.com. Use the code HOOT
for $100 off.
Now back to the episode. Are you going to do guests?
Maybe eventually, but it's, I don't know, not like the vibe right now.
Not enough room on the couch?
I'd come on just because I want to talk with y'all, because the stuff I'm pretty interested in.
Like, maybe like we'll need a co-host.
Yes.
At like maybe one time one of us is away.
Oh, Matt's
we'll
a great.
Have to do, me in. We'll have yeah. to do that.
You can take it from me. He's a great co-host.
Well, yeah. Matt's just like the most co-host. Personable person. Like, yeah. I feel like I could bring Matt anywhere and he'd get along with anyone.
He's like the Swiss Army knife of the internet. Any video you need a mukbang.
I'm there.
You need an MC for a roast. You need a Disney Channel original history podcast. Yeah. Whatever you need. Matt's the Swiss Army knife of internet personalities.
He's good.
Thank you, guys.
It's really good. Sweet.
You got to see his Halloween Village. Have you seen it?
Only like
I've only like put like a little bit of it on the internet. It's basically almost done. I just have to wire it all.
You'll have to show me after. Are you gonna do a big reveal? What are you gonna do?
Probably just like make a video of it and a picture of me next to it.
Like for Instagram or
for Instagram, I'll probably make a TikTok of it too.
Oh, smart.
I don't know if I want to bring it inside the house or if I want to like set it up for people. It's in the garage.
It's
but just so much work has gone into it. Like I don't even want to like pick it up.
It's like 8 feet long.
Yeah,
it's like from here to here.
And then after Halloween, are you just going to take it down?
Yeah.
And then start Christmas?
Christmas Village right after that.
I want to be here for that one. Oh, I'm like a Christmas hoe.
Oh, like, you like
literally
Christmas?
October 31st, the tree's going up.
I really want, because we have a huge staircase now, I want like it to be wrapped
garland.
Around with
oh my
the
God.
Lights.
Yeah, we
all
have a fireplace in our house now with a mantle. And I was like, when did I get so lucky to
get
a mantle?
You can make a tiny village on the mantle if you wanted
You're
to.
You're so right. Yeah, we'll do the nativity scene. Not actually.
Have you seen...
Mike's like, what's that?
Yeah. What's the nativity scene?
I know what that is. Okay. From an episode of Curb Enthusiasm where Larry David ruined it. Have you seen Eight Crazy Nights?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's a technical foul.
Wait, have you seen the... I think it came out last year. It was, oh my God, it was so stupid. Adam Sandler made a Halloween movie.
Oh, Hubie Halloween. Apparently, it's like unwatchably bad.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Is it good?
No, it's like very bad, but I watched the whole thing.
And? Recommend? Don't recommend?
Like, I feel like I would watch it again just to be like... Like, I feel like if you got high,
yeah,
it would be really funny.
And yeah, the kid from Stranger Things is in it, Noah Schnapp.
I literally don't even remember.
But what I love about Aaron is that you have an equal enthusiasm You have an enthusiasm for like Christmas Lifetime movies, too.
Don't even get me started.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite Christmas movie?
Or... You can say Christmas movie and then like cheesy Lifetime Hallmark movie.
Well, the ones that I watched last year, I watched a lot of cheesy ones. Well, you DM'd me what your favorite one was. I can't even believe you like know the names.
Which, well, no, I had to Google them. It's so hard Googling.
They're also stupid. Because
you forget the names because they're so cliche. And then you're like,
so specific.
The guy gets the girl. And then you're
the
like,
same plot.
The same plot.
No, I watched ones last year. I think there was three of them. And it was like, one of them was like a princess. And then she like ran into this guy.
The Vanessa Hudgens one?
No, it was a different princess one. But like I watched the Vanessa Hudgens ones and I was like not impressed at all.
I like the Switch one where the girls like switch and they
Isn't
go.
Isn't that Vanessa?
No.
That's the one you DM'd me about.
I really enjoyed that one.
It's like the Parent Trap but during Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
No, but I liked that one too.
Like one of the girls is really, really wealthy. One of the girls is like kind of poor and they meet on a plane and they realize they don't want to go to each other's.
But they're like identical.
Yeah, but they kind of aren't.
Yeah, but like they
but they're going to families that they haven't seen in a long time.
That's right.
And so like, none of them recognize them.
But you prefer to watch the like I always liked when it was the holiday episodes of shows you already watched, like the Rugrats Hanukkah or like Hey Arnold Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those are the ones that I remember. I don't know if I ever watched like some weird.
I forgot that you can't like relate.
Well, yeah, they but no, I would. Props to like Nickelodeon. They did pretty much like a Hanukkah episode for every show that they had. Or at least there was some representation.
Are there any like other movies than Eight Crazy Nights?
No, it's the only Well, there's a Half Court Miracle, which is a movie that Matt's been trying to get me to watch.
The Disney Channel one about the kids who play basketball.
I don't remember.
And the power goes out, and the only way they can keep the power on is like the fuel in the generator, which like represents like how many nights.
Oh no, we should find some.
Yeah. I don't know how many there are, but I had an argument with Whitney about the color of the VHS of the Rugrats Hanukkah special. Do you remember when they would make the
holiday? Orange.
Yeah, it's orange.
I don't remember.
Used to make like VHS tapes of like the specials, like the Christmas special or the Rugrats movie, and they were always orange.
Probably because Nickelodeon.
All Nickelodeon VHSs were orange.
All of them were orange? I think it was just the holiday ones.
Oh, really? Why would they not all be universally orange? Would it be like orange or the lime green?
In order to prove her wrong, I went on eBay and I ordered the Rugrats Hanukkah on tape and I have it and it's literally an orange cassette tape.
Wait, did you show her yet?
Yeah.
I was going to say you should give it to her as a Hanukkah present.
I'm going to give it to her. But it was more like she was just like, really? You ordered this? You couldn't have just looked it up on
You're
the internet?
Literally Larry
I ordered it off eBay. So
it's
I want to
like
find
a spite.
I want to find a VHS player and like
oh my God.
Actually watch it. I think that'd be fun to do.
Do you partake in watching any holiday movies?
I just watched The Grinch for the first time last Christmas. Yeah. And
Jim
like,
Carrey or the cartoon?
Jim
or the
Carrey.
Animated one?
The Jim Carrey
There's
one.
There's so many.
It was like, it's a bizarre movie.
It's too scary for me.
Because it's all
hate, loathe entirely.
It's really scary.
And it's like, it looks like it's filmed like as a student film.
I know.
The props are all like poorly painted and badly lit.
Well,
have you ever
been on the Universal lot tour?
That's they got rid of it. The Grinch, I'm pretty sure they just got rid of
it. Even during the holiday? That's
but like, that was on like the lot.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right. It was like always there.
Walk up to it.
But I do like watching I love the holiday season. And I was just talking to a friend about this. For me, like Christmas time for me is like the best vacation because literally everyone
Everything
in the world
down.
Is like away. They're shut down.
So true.
I can like go to Hawaii for a week and like just sit on a beach. I have no responsibilities.
Oh, that's
no
so
Christmas
true.
Parties, no holiday shopping. Like we'll do the menorah 8 days. Sometimes it aligns with Christmas. Sometimes it's before.
What day does it start this year?
It starts Thanksgiving this year. So it's really early.
Oh
yeah. So like Thanksgiving night. It's because it goes with the Hebrew calendar. So it like it
no,
aligns.
I'm just saying it's like so messed up. Like give you your own thing. Now you're going to be overshadowed by Thanksgiving.
Well, there's 8 days.
Which is like the racist holiday. But
yeah, so
delicious.
I've always loved the holiday season. I like seeing how happy it makes everyone.
It's
like,
just the best.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Yeah, you're really Jewishly enthusiastic.
No, like I cannot wait until Halloween is over. Like November 1st, it's on. Like I am fully in spirit.
Do you want to come over and light the Hanukkah menorah?
1,000%.
Matt did it last year with me.
Oh yeah. Him and Adam do it.
Yeah.
Well, really cool. I know. I kept seeing your stories and I was like, well, this sucks.
Well, we could, it was
I know.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Now we're okay. You're invited to the Hanukkah party.
Perfect. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Like one of your best friends Jewish growing up?
Yeah, yeah. So her mom was Jewish, but her dad was Catholic, but like not like a
practicing
Catholic. So they celebrated all the Jewish stuff. Also, I think that's just like normal, right?
Yep.
Don't you take the woman's religion?
The mom's, yeah. Typically. Yeah. Although everyone makes up their own. Yeah.
Yeah. But so they like only did Hanukkah stuff. They would do like Christmas too, because it's just like, let's just get gifts, but they never went to church anything.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, they would do everything. I know the Hanukkah prayer. And I had a lot of Jewish friends growing up, too.
Okay, well, we'll crazy nights. We'll put the Hanukkah Rugrats on. We'll light the menorah. We'll make a...
Make some latkes.
Crazy nights is not that good, though.
He was all about it, and then he put it on.
Because I was like, come on, put it on. It's a Jewish holiday movie. Put it on. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, God.
Like, 20 minutes in, he's like, is this the whole movie?
I know. Because
it's not a Hanukkah
movie.
Like, Hanukkah's just, like, kind of happening in the background.
Yeah, it's really just no moment of, like, recognizing the holiday.
No, it's just like an Adam Sandler movie where he's an asshole as a cartoon.
And he sings that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a technical foul.
I do. One of my favorite holiday movies is The Holiday. It's kind of, it's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I watch it every year. I'm obsessed. And it's also one of those ones that's not like Christmas, like in your face Christmas. They just like do a house swap for the holiday.
Right.
Oh my God, but it's so good.
I like putting on Royal Tenenbaums on Thanksgiving morning.
Ooh. Oh, it's a little dark.
It's a little bit dark, but the theme of it, like it's in New York, it's in the fall.
Totally. Yeah.
It like has that like a whole family's together.
Yeah.
It's just like before your family shows up, you feel like, oh, okay, this is, everybody's crazy.
Oh my God,
it's okay.
I'm so excited.
How's your house coming along?
Good. I'm just like not good at stuff. Like I wish I just like had a person that I could be like, can you just like do this for me?
Right. You're not like, we're going to Home Goods, we need 3 pans, we need this. Like,
no, Home Goods is also a little too chuggy for my taste.
Yeah, it is. I'm a big Facebook Marketplace kind of person. Yeah. I gotta hunt it down. And Patricia loves design, but sometimes I like have to talk to like one of my friends who's like a professional interior designer to be like, okay, Patricia likes something, but I'm like, it's like I'm cheating on Patricia. I'm just like, hey, do you think this works? And she's like, are you asking your design friend? I'm like, yes, I am. Because she just has this like eye for stuff. Yeah.
She does it professionally. So
yeah. Totally. So I'm just like, I need to ask, because I get buyer's remorse. Like if I buy something and that I think I really like, and then I'm like, I don't. But if someone who's like really hip and I like their eye says it's good, I'm like,
yeah,
now I feel really certain and confident about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We just like, it's kind of like slowly coming along.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
do you still have boxes that are unpacked?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah,
like I couldn't.
Because usually I feel like when people move, they get like the first 2 days, they just like get into a livable situation, and then it takes like months
so
to finish like unpacking. Like you still have boxes in your room still.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably like waiting for furniture and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Now I basically have everything. I just need some cool lamps.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
You should see my like desk and my bed.
Ooh, you'll have to show me.
You would love this bed.
I feel like you were talking, maybe you showed me what you wanted.
Yeah.
But I finally got it.
It's the easiest like assembly. Okay. It's a soft frame.
You got to show me after.
I remember like also reading back in the day that like they would describe like the top 3 most stressful things in life. And it would be like getting a divorce, losing your job, and moving.
Oh.
Or like 3. And I feel like I've moved every 2 years for the last 10 years. And, like all my friends are moving all the time. Like I feel like it's not that stressful anymore. But can you imagine like having a house with like 3 kids and then needing to move into a new house? Like,
yeah,
it's,
I've moved every year I've lived in LA.
I've
lived in 7, maybe even 8 different places.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he moves every year. It's insane.
I know. and you're always just like so sweet too. You're like, okay.
All right, let's go.
I guess
go.
We're doing it again.
But I like it though. It's a good cleanse of getting rid of the stuff you don't need. It's weird. Like we just own crap and shit.
Totally.
And like every person just has this junk that we carry with.
Accumulate along the way. Wires from your first iPod. And like
we live in a 2-bedroom apartment and I'm like, oh, this will be like no time at all. We don't have that much stuff. But then you're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, how do I have so much stuff?
How are there 37 boxes?
Yeah.
What's in here?
Oh my gosh.
Do you keep like your iPhone box?
No.
Okay, that's like a weird thing where like my dad was always like, keep the boxes. Keep the boxes. And now I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't need this. But I have this stuff where like my dad put it in my head. Like, you gotta keep that thing.
Because back in the day, like if you needed to return it or exchange it, you want to have the box. But like,
no, it doesn't.
Also,
really
the iPhone boxes are pretty nice. Like, it's like a device in itself. And I don't want to throw it out. It's like a nice piece of hardware.
I
have every iPhone.
Did you get the new one?
No. Mm. Do you see the new MacBook has a notch in the top?
Wait, I don't know what the notch is, but I saw it now has an SD card slot.
It does and an
HDMI port.
But like in the top of the screen, you know how like on the iPhone, on the top of the screen, there's like the little notch in the top of the screen here?
What are you saying?
Do you see how at the top of the screen, there's a notch, like this black area on the top of the screen?
Yeah.
Like,
what is that?
I've never.
That's it's. All right, it's not wait,
it's
focus
where
here.
The speaker comes out of right the top in the camera.
Right a here, notch. This notch right here. So they are doing that on the MacBook screen.
That's annoying.
It's so.
Oh, but they're expanding the screen space.
Yeah,
it's just a notch at the top of the camera.
Yeah, but it's.
I
like,
don't mind that,
dude. It looks
why
so
would they
bizarre.
Do that?
I don't know.
You're but we look at the phone with the notch all the time.
I know, but you want to look at a computer screen with a notch? This grinds my gears.
Why do you think they went back to adding all of the things we originally had after they took them away from us? Did you think they
create
realized
a problem to then solve it?
Yes.
To then cause people to buy
and they also
more
made a,
stuff again.
They made a bunch of money selling adapters for
SD
card.
Do you think they re-added them to the computers because they didn't get enough money?
And also, everyone
adapters?
Was buying other computers. Like, people are like, I need to be able to plug in an SD card slot. I'm just going to buy a Windows.
Bullshit.
Like, why?
It's planned obsolescence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sickos.
Yeah.
They're all sick.
The corporations.
In the head. I always like look for Sam because I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh.
Because he always like posts about the Apple events.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's a new phone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. On TikTok.
Same and he has like eight of them in his hand. I'm like, where'd you get them? When we went to New York, he was like, I have one in every color. And then he has like the purple one. And I'm like, why do you need this many?
I like this. Like whenever Carly and Aaron go to New York, they like spend time in Sam's studio.
Oh my God,
and
love
to
him.
Me, it's just like two completely different universes colliding.
Well, it's so, like we were eating bagels the last time and he's just like talking to us and we're like, uh-huh. But it's always so interesting because it's stuff that I never think about when I do see it, it's not something I care about.
Yeah.
But hearing it from someone who's so genuinely passionate about it is really like cool. I'm like, okay, yeah, you can like tell me about it.
Is it just
I wonder what you're talking about.
Is it just me or I feel like there hasn't been like a really cool new piece of technology in a while.
There really
like
hasn't.
When the iPad came out, it was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and when the MacBook Air, when they like pulled it out
so
of the envelope,
tiny.
That was like huge.
Yeah.
I haven't been like really wowed by something that I would use.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you think is coming?
I think if they make smart glasses, that could be interesting.
Oh, TJ got the
the
Ray-Bans? Google ones.
The Google glass?
Is that who it is? Yeah,
Ray-Ban?
The
Ray-Bans. Ray-Ban.
But who was it not like a technology company?
There was a
Ray-Ban
Google Glass.
Facebook.
There was Google Glass like
okay,
5 years
ago.
Okay,
they got the Ray-Ban ones.
They're like sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah, those are Ray-Ban.
They're pretty
Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah.
The quality's not like great, but still pretty cool.
But when are you like really, if I was like a skateboarder kind of person,
sure.
Yeah. Like if I'm on the go and I want to show what I'm doing, but like, I don't know, I'm like too OCD where I'm like, well, what did that clip look like? Like, what was on it? You know? Yeah, like,
I think he wore them too, I actually don't even know, but like at emo night, like he's outside, like during the day throwing a party. It could be cool to like get the crowd.
That's actually cool because it works for
so
like
I
emo
think,
night
yeah,
stuff.
I think if there's like specific things, he's like, I'm going to wear them walking down the aisle. I'm like, no, you're not because you're not wearing sunglasses, but like cool thought.
Yeah.
But I think like if you, there's like specific things that you can pinpoint that you would use them for, but like Sam's like hoverboard, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah. Yes. He has 11 different electric skateboards and scooters.
And he
he
does tech stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like some people just think it's
but
cool.
But it's just so funny. Like Carly and Aaron, like these cool LA, like YouTube girls. And then Sam's just like, oh, did you see my new scooter? It goes 13 miles an hour on the front of full charge. And
but it's funny. Cause then we'll be like, oh yeah, but did you hear that Taylor Swift is coming out with a new album? And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
So we balance each other out.
Yeah. It's a good,
I love him.
I'm glad it worked out.
I met your other brother the last time we were there.
Doron.
No.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Didn't really talk much.
Yeah, he's quiet.
But he reminds me the most of you.
That's what I've been told, is we like look similar and kind of have similar like
energy levels.
Mannerisms.
Yeah. Doron is just like the redheaded stepchild. Like, where did he come from? He's like so tan.
They don't look alike. I mean, besides you and Johnny.
But like you and Sam sound exactly the
same.
We
have the same voice.
The same voice. And then like I just feel like Daron is like.
Yeah, he's like 6 foot one, like dark.
Tan, doesn't talk like you.
No, yeah, he's.
But you like very intelligent. Like that's where like you you guys are all so fucking smart.
Oh, thank you.
Good people.
Do you have siblings?
No, it's just me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Only child.
And Carly too, right?
Well, no, Carly has a brother, but she probably never told you that.
Well, it's like her half brother.
Yeah, so her mom had her brother from a previous marriage, but like she still exists. She has a brother. She has nieces and nephews. But then when we moved to LA, oh my god, it was like the bamboozle of a lifetime.
Why?
Because I'm an only child. Another girl we moved in with was an only child, and Carly claimed to be an only child. And so then we were like, oh my god, that's so crazy. Like none of our friends are only children. Like we somehow like happened to find each other, and like now we're here. And then like months, probably like a year into knowing Carly, I hear her mom. She's like, oh, yeah, we're going to your brother's for Thanksgiving. And I was like,
what?
Did I hear that right? Like, it was a conversation like that. And I was like, you have a brother?
Wow.
And she was like, well, I didn't, like, grow up with him. And I'm like, yeah, but he still exists. Like, he's a human with, like, that your parents, like, hang out with.
And that's wild you had, like, known her. You think you know this person. Yeah. And then you find, like, my best friend growing up, I found out he was adopted when we were, like, 14.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, the whole time, I thought his parents were just his parents, and then I found out that no, he was adopted. It was just wild. Like I was like, you've never told me that. He's like, I know, I just don't tell people.
It's weird though when you're a kid, like everyone, you know all your friends' parents, and like all your friends' parents know you, but like my parents have never met Matt.
Oh yeah,
I never met Matt's parents.
We should have a parents' weekend.
I like DM with Matt's parents all the time.
I feel like we said that like years ago.
I know we did.
A parents' weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our parents talk or like. Or,
do they?
Well, like I think they like and comment and stuff on Facebook.
I DM with Matt's parents. Matt's dad and I, we talk about
Jimbo?
Yeah. We talk about like Van Morrison records and like.
I love Jimbo and Sin.
Like his thumbs up on the coffee stuff. He's a great guy.
They're so cute. They're like, honestly, hashtag couple goals. Like, yeah. I love them. Every time they like post a picture, they're like, happy anniversary to my true love. I'm like, oh, swoon. I'm obsessed with them. I know. I want to meet them so bad.
Oh, yeah. We got to make it happen.
Well, this is what we wanted to do. We were like, let's do a parents' week. And then we were like, no, let's go to each other's hometown.
Yes. We always
and then
had
we
that
never
idea.
Did it.
I've only been to like Zane's home. That's the only one. And yeah, Carly's parents now live in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true. Carly's never met my parents. Whoa. Isn't that crazy? Because my parents have never been here to visit me. Only
it's
child.
It's a club. My parents have never visited me.
It's a schlep.
It is a schlep.
It's a schlep.
It is. But like, but then my mom will always guilt me. Be like, I missed you. And I'm like, then get on a plane.
My mom goes, well, you haven't invited me. I'm like, huh? Like, you need an invite? Just tell me when you're free. And they go, I think we should come visit. Like,
yeah.
It's Do your parents have like a dog or a cat at home?
But they have a dog. But like.
Do they travel otherwise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then they have people who watches it.
They're big campers, right?
Yeah, so they go camping a lot.
Mm.
But then they just moved to New Hampshire, so they abandoned my childhood home.
To New Hampshire.
Moved to New Hampshire, and have never come to see me.
All right, well, maybe will be the goal for 2022.
Yeah. Are they scared of flying?
No.
No.
They just don't like Aaron.
Yeah.
Not truly, that much.
Truly the orphan Annie of only children.
We're good.
This was so good.
You were a great guest. This was long overdue.
I know.
We got to have you back, though.
Literally whenever.
Good. Really? You'll be like our fill-in guest when we don't have a guest.
Perfect.
Would you come back? Did you have a good time?
Yeah. I mean, I love you guys.
Fantastic.
Easy to chat with. You laugh at my jokes.
You're hilarious.
What more could I want?
Where can the people find you, Aaron?
Oh my God, so many. Where can't you find me? Instagram, Aaron Guilfoy. Twitter.
Patreon.
We have a Patreon for our podcast. So our podcast is called Only Friends. You can become a patron, as I like to call them, because it just sounds like cooler. We have Instagram. We have a YouTube channel for all of that. So we're
TikTok,
pretty much everywhere.
Clips channel.
Just started last night, actually. How did you know that?
I follow you guys.
Yeah,
I'm a supporter.
What do you get on the Patreon that you wouldn't normally get?
We post two extra podcasts a month.
Whoa.
And we post like a bunch of random like bonus content, like stuff that you can't post on YouTube that has like music in it.
Oh.
And just like fun little clips. I leaked some of my wedding looks on the Patreon. So like that's pretty top tier, I would say, if anyone cares. But yeah, like stuff like that.
Cool.
That like we're not advertising to the public.
Great. We got to get on that.
Yeah. Maybe. Patreon?
Yeah.
No, I'm literally like, should we just move everything to Patreon? It also feels so like safe and communal. Like it's like truly my safe space. Because
there's no randoms that like random haters.
No, and everyone's so nice.
The true fans.
And we have a Discord too. So like we're constantly talking to people.
Oh,
and it's just
have a
like
Discord.
Yeah. And it's just like such a nice space. And like because the internet's so scary.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is like my safe haven away from all of the like
It is kind of nice though when you do post a video, when you start to see hate comments, mm-hmm. it means like, okay, now it's getting pushed to like the internet at large, so it's like yeah. it's a give and take,
but sometimes yeah. it's not
yeah, but the Patreon, it's like, yeah, it's people who
totally.
Want to be there, so
yeah,
shout out to the patrons,
shout out to my patrons, the
guys, hope you had a really great time here today talking with Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you at your wedding, if not sooner.
Oh,
well, I'm hibernating until then.
All right, have a All great right, week guys. Everybody,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.